Chairs No Wedding, episode number 420, Mayberry Trivia, Empire Magazine 1979. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Yeah, that's my wife and myself, actually. But head over to Weavers and check things out. We got some new stuff in. We got a new Dillard's CD that you might enjoy. It's actually a combination of three of their first albums. It's got five songs off the Andy Grimby Show. Great choice if you've always wanted the There's a Time CD. This is a good one. Also have the DVD of How to Frame the Fig. How to Frame the Fig, Don Knotts movie. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 420 is Rebecca Spears. Hello, Rebecca. She's in our chat room almost every week, and it's great to have her.
I believe she's a teacher. Go over and look at her eyes. Get her look in your eyes. Make sure you're all right. Good to have you.
Anyway, thank you, Rebecca. Thank you for being here with me. It's always fun to talk to you and be able to visit about Mayberry and the Andy Griffith Show and just to visit as a whole. Always a great fun for us all. So I'm glad you guys are here. This is going to be a fun episode because we're going to be talking about trivia, but we're also going to be visiting related to story that I had run across in a magazine called Empire Magazine. And you may never heard of it. I had never heard of it. But it's a magazine that's part of the Denver Post that they put out, and it's from 1979, believe it or not. Can you believe that? 1979, this article came out, and it was written by a guy named Ralph Albee, and it's a Sunday paper. So you know how your newspaper at home has a Sunday magazine in it? That's full of just all kinds of stuff. Well, this one was in there. It's 1979, so keep that in mind as we're reading it. And let me read you the story, and then it had trivia that went along with it. Now, the trivia is not Andy Griffith Show trivia. It's Andy Griffith trivia. So most of the questions are related to the Andy Griffith Show, but there are a few that are not. So this is going to be a little challenging for all of our Mayberry friends out there that are big Mayberry folks, because you may or may not get them. So let's get this show going with a little bit of information from this newspaper article from way back. So I'm going to get us a little background music. Oh, isn't that nice? It's like the 30s? I don't know what that's called. Anyway, I like that music. So let's go. Here's what it says. Andy Griffith, whose real name was Andrew Samuel Griffith, was born in Mount Airy, North Carolina on June the 1st, 1926. Andy was the only child whose father worked at a furniture factory. He was forced to repeat fourth grade when a lengthy illness kept him from attending school regularly. I didn't know that. I don't remember that. Maybe I'd heard that before. Anyway, on with the story. In order to fight the humiliation of being kept back a year in school, he became the class clown. The attention he received as a comic made him feel special, and he knew then that he wanted to be involved in the performing arts. Andy attended the University of North Carolina, originally intending to become a Christian minister, but he switched his major to music and drama. His break came in 1955 when he won the part of Will Stockdale in the Broadway comedy about a country boy inducted into the Army. Griffith's television series, The Andy Griffith Show, began in 1960 and was rated among the top 10 shows through most of its run. In 1968, Andy called it quits on the series because he believed the show had its run. Now that's the entire article, but there's trivia. A trivia quiz for you guys. So here we go. We're going to play this trivia. Now again, some of these questions may be, I don't know, easy for some of you guys. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But I got a feeling that some of the questions might be a little easier than you're used to here on the podcast. But let's go to question number one. Okay, our little trivia background music. All right, so let's go on here. Trivia, Mayberry Trivia. This is from the Sunday Empire magazine of the Denver Post from June 24th, 1979. Question one. This one's a hard one for Mayberry fans. In which town was Andy Jackson Taylor, the newspaper editor, justice of the peace, and sheriff? Not everybody to the buzzers at one time. I'm sure the chat room is now going crazy about this hard, hard question. And I'm sure you are as well. In which town was Andy Jackson Taylor, the newspaper editor, the justice of the peace, and the sheriff? All right, so if you don't know the answer, you've come to a good place to start finding out stuff about Andy. But let's go to the answer. Everybody at one time, Mayberry, North Carolina. If you just said Mayberry, I'll give it to you. Good job. All right. Someone in the chat room said Cleveland. Oh, that hurts, and I know it's a joke. All right, let's go on. Here we go. Number two. There's 10 questions, by the way. 10 questions. What was the name of the school teacher that Andy married during the final season of The Andy Griffith Show? Ooh. You know, that could have been a trick question. Because he didn't marry her during the final season of The Andy Griffith Show. But I'm pretty sure we all know what the actual answer is. That he actually married her on the first episode of Mayberry RFD. But let's give the guy a break. He wrote the trivia back in 1979. The answer of who did Andy marry, what was her teacher's name, we all know, was Helen Crump. Helen Crump. I think I spelled it wrong. Helen Crump. I got too many L's in her name. I'll have to fix that. So if you're watching the video version, ignore the extra L. Just ignore that. I can't fix it. I'm not going to try. Not worth it. All right, question three. Jim Nabors played the role of Gomer Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show. Where did Gomer work? Where did Gomer work? Now, this was during The Andy Griffith Show. Where did he work? Where did Gomer Pyle work? All right, so this one's hard, not hard, but for a normal person, not like some of the Andy Griffith Show fans that I know, this would be a, they'd be, oh, let's see. Was he going to be a butcher down at the store? What do you know about cutting meat? You think they'll ask that? Let's see. No, he probably wasn't a butcher. So what did Gomer Pyle do? Where did he work? He worked over at Wally's Service. That's right. He worked at Wally Service Station. Good job. Good job, everybody. So that's three questions, Mayberry fans. So how did you do? You gotten three? Probably got one or two already. All right. So let's go to question four. Remember, there's 10 questions. The role of Deputy Bernard Oliver Fife was filled by Don Knotts, who won 4 Emmy Awards. Here's the question. Exactly how many bullets was Barney allowed to carry? Wow. This is... Now, you should be feeling pretty good about yourself, I think. If you're not, we welcome you to this program. Thank you so much for joining us here at Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm Alan Newsom, because you probably don't know that. Because you've got to be here for the first time. It is great to have you with us. How many bullets did Barney... How many was he allowed to carry? Okay, the answer is, question four here, 1. He had 1 bullet, and he had to keep it in his pocket.
He had to keep it in his pockets. It's there. Andy won't let him put it in his bullet, except for emergencies.
Yeah, that's right. He had to keep a bullet in his pocket. All right, question number 5. Everybody ready? According to the Andy Griffith Show script, what was the relationship between Andy and Barney other than the sheriff and deputy relationship? So, according to the Andy Griffith Show script, what was the relationship between Andy and Barney other than the sheriff and deputy relationship. Okay, this one's a little harder. This is a little harder. We're getting into the, you know, getting into the ones where real fans of the show would know this. Big fans, I should say, that actually kind of study it. So, what was the relationship between Andy and Barney? They were cousins. That's right. They were cousins. Plus, they went to school together. That's exactly right. I see that in the chat room flying by. That is so true. They also went to school together. All right. Question number 6. Here we go. Gomer Pyle, USMC, and Mayberry, RFD, are both spinoffs from the Andy Griffith Show. From what show was Andy originally spun off? Oh, so there you go. Okay, so Gomer and Mayberry RFD were spinoffs of the Andy Griffith Show. From what show was Andy originally spun off? Oh, that's a good one. This one is a little harder, so you're getting harder as we go. A little bit harder questions. And again, most of these have all been related to the Andy Griffith Show. A couple are not. So the answer is, what show was the Andy Griffith Show spun off from? The Danny Thomas Show. The Danny Thomas Show. It was called Make Room for Daddy as well. If you'd heard, you heard some of the stuff that Randy Turner has been doing for us. He explained that for us. So go back and listen. Last few weeks, he did that. Number 7. Name the 1975 film. See, this is harder now. Name the 1975 film in which Andy Griffith appeared as a has-been Western movie star named Howard Pyke, who stole a script from would-be writer Jeff Bridges. The actual actor, he was the writer, he was a character on the show. But what's the name of the film from 1975 in which Andy Griffith appeared as a has-been Western movie star? His name was Howard Pyke. And Howard Pyke stole a script from would-be writer whose character was played by Jeff Bridges, the actor. Oh, you know that? And no, it was not Nat Pike's father, Howard Pyke. He was not playing Nat Pike's father. That's a good guess I've seen floating around there. This is a little bit hard one, so you may not get this one. This is our number 7. So you're the answer to this question, it's called Hearts of the West. There's a link in the show notes to the Wikipedia entry about Hearts of the West, so you can go and check that out. I'd kind of like to see that movie. I don't think I have seen it, so I may have to check that out. All right, number 8. Here we go. This is, okay, it says, the question is, identify Andy's present. They're talking about 1979. So identify Andy's present TV series, his 1979 TV series, in which he plays Harry, a junkyard dealer who sometimes operates a rocket instead of a pickup truck. You guys know that one? What series was it? Identify Andy Griffith's 1979 TV series, which he plays Harry, a junkyard dealer who sometimes operates with a rocket ship, instead of a pickup truck. Ah, see, this is Andy Griffith trivia. Oh, folks in the chat room are saying they've never heard of that. Oh, this is a tough one. So the name of the series... I see Susan in there. She's starting to get it right. It's called Salvage One. Salvage One was the name of the show. Salvage One. And it was, I remember it as a kid. It was, they built a junkyard out of spare parts and stuff in, or not a junkyard. They built a spaceship, a rocket ship out of the spare parts in the junkyard. And they would fly up into space and salvage, you know, satellites or something that had broken. They'd go get them and bring them back down, land it back down in that same junkyard. They were better than NASA at the time because they could fly up there and come back down. Nothing happened. Salvage One was the 1979 series. All right. So you're learning things. Number 9. We got 2 left, 9 and 10. Here we go. Number 9. Name the 1970 television series in which Andy portrayed a teacher named Andy Thompson at a private school named Concord. So, 1970 television series in which Andy played a teacher named Andy Thompson. And he was a teacher at a private school that was named Concord. Oh, I see folks in the chat room are getting this one, which is hard to believe. This was less well-known than Salvage One. But do you know it? Do you know what this is? Okay, so if you don't know, if you want to try to figure it out, you can. Here's the answer. The answer is Headmaster. It was on CBS in 1970 to 71. It was on half of a season, so it played up until January. The ratings were not good. So it was replaced for the second half of that season by the new Andy Griffith Show, in which he played like a town, I forgot what it was. He was the town, he was kind of like the mayor. He ran the town, but he wasn't the mayor. He was hired to come in and run the stuff around the town. Anyway, that's what Andy did in that one. And it had replaced Headmaster, and its ratings didn't do too well either. So basically both series, Headmaster and the new Andy Griffith Show, didn't do well. Andy later on in interviews talked about Headmaster not being a very good show. I have never seen an episode of Headmaster. I have seen pieces of the new Andy Griffith Show. On the first episode, a character that looked an awful lot like Barney, because it was Don Knotts in his salt and pepper suit that was called A Good Friend, dropped by to see Andy in his new town there, and his new wife, a wife and a son, a different son. It wasn't Opie, a whole different Lee Merriweather. It was Lee Merriweather played his wife. It was a weird, it just seemed weird. Not only did his friend that looked like Barney drop by, so did Goober and Emmett. So I'm telling you, there's a lot of weird stuff. So last question. If you got that one, it was Headmaster was the answer. If you didn't get it. All right, last question. This one you may get. Andy first earned national attention when he wrote and recorded a song. Kind of guess it was a song. Which was a country boy's description of his first football game. What was the title of that record? So Andy earned national attention when he wrote and recorded a recording. It wasn't really a song. It was a record. Which was a country boy's description of his first football game. What was the title of that record? What was the title of that record? The answer is, what it was football. And that was from 1953. So how did you guys do? How did you guys do? So there was 10 questions. You get 1 point per question, so it makes it pretty easy. Did you get 10? Did you get 7? I don't know. So I know I didn't know some of these answers. I looked them up, actually, because I didn't know the answers. I had to look up to be certain I was given the right answers. Salvage One, I knew. I did not know Hearts of the West. I've never seen that, so I didn't know that one. I think that was the one that I did not know. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you did a good job getting your answers correct. Those are always fun. So this was just another fun week of Mayberry trivia. And speaking of Mayberry trivia, I have an honor now to be able to play our good friends, Randy Turner. It's time for This Week in Mayberry History. Let's see if I got the right one to play. So take it away.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
April the 2nd was the birth date of Buddy Epson, better known for playing the characters Jed Clampett and Barnaby Jones, but also known to Mayberry fans as the vagrant David Brown. Buddy began his career as a dancer, which is not surprising as his father was a choreographer and dancer himself, who once owned a dance studio. Buddy and his sister, Vilma, who was also a dancer, moved to New York in 1928, where they formed a vaudeville act. Dancing under the stage name The Baby Astaires, They soon joined the Ziegfeld show Whoopee, where they performed for a year and a half until the show closed. When celebrity columnist Walter Winchell raved about them, they became sought-after dancers, dancing on Broadway and at various venues around the country. They moved to Hollywood in 1935, and both made their film debut in Broadway Melody of 1936. Afterwards, the studio decided to divide them into separate acts, but Vilma was not interested and moved back to New York, where she later married and left show business. As we know, Buddy did not give up, and the same year that film was released, he danced with Shirley Temple in Captain January. Buddy had a distinctive, almost surreal way of dancing that is entertaining to watch. Likely because of his unique dancing style, Walt Disney hired Buddy to be filmed, dancing in front of a grid as a visual aid for animators to use when animating Mickey Mouse dancing in the later Silly Symphonies cartoons. In 1939, Buddy was cast as the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, where he then switched roles with Ray Bolger, who had been cast as the Tin Man. He was forced to drop out after being hospitalized because of the aluminum dust used in the makeup. Buddy made his first significant mark in television in Disney's mid-50s miniseries Davy Crockett as George Russell, the sidekick of the legendary frontiersman. But the two roles mentioned earlier, Jed Clampett and Barnaby Jones, are already well known. A few notes of interest about Opie's Hobo Friend, the Andy Griffith Show episode in which Buddy appeared. When Andy drove out in the squad car and talked with Brown about the poor influence he was having on Opie, Brown was staying in a shack beside a tower by the railroad tracks. On the 40 acres backlot where the show was filmed, that tower stood just north of a tree line by Wally's filling station and the area that later served as the exterior of Gomer's Marine Camp. The tower was later frequently seen as a guard tower on Hogan's Heroes, which was also filmed at 40 acres. Barney called Brown by the name Pete the Tramp. That was a reference to the title character in a comic strip that began in 1932. Even after the end of the Depression, which had made the character's vagrancy more excusable and commonplace, Pete the Tramp remained fairly popular and was still being published in November of 1961 when this episode aired. The strip ended in 1963 upon the death of the comic strip's creator. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. So thanks to Randy. Thanks. He has done an amazing job putting together this week in Mayberry history. He also does today in Mayberry history. So if you want to be reminded about that, or if you're not signed up on Facebook, you can still see him. If you send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com, he'll sign you up so that you can get there to see his daily Today in Mayberry History reports that he's been doing all year. So he has done amazing the Lord's work is what I say. So thank you again, Randy. Thank you for being a part of the podcast and for doing these for us. Everybody's enjoying them. I even have some feedback for you coming up in the next episode, probably where we had folks call in and thank you personally for your segments of the podcast. So folks, I am so glad that you were able to join me here in Two Chairs. Thank you for being here. And I'm going to ask you, if you got a chance, you can come back and let me know what you think. Come back at me, I should say. Give me a call at 888-684-8415. Tell me about what you think about the podcast. Did you like tonight's episode? Did you enjoy it? Is the trivia too easy, too hard? Did you like it? Give Randy a shout out. He's been doing a great job. So feel free to talk about him as well. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there. However you'd like to talk to me, I'd love to hear from you. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up something good. We need to sell stuff. The stuff at Weavers could be yours.
I don't want to be pushy, though.
Yeah, so we'll see you next time.